You're listening to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.
Hello and welcome to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. My name is Ty Keltner. On today's program, we're discussing off-gassing. What is that, and is it something we should be concerned about? Our guest is Mike Music, formerly of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. And in the second part of the program today, we'll be speaking with our home building and energy expert, Ilya Benesh. He'll take your questions on how to be more home-wise. Remember, you can email us at akhomewise, all one word, at cchrc.org. But first, here's Mike Music. How are you doing today, Mike?
Very well, Ty. Thank you.
Mike, first, tell me a little bit about off-gassing. What is off-gassing?
Well, basically, off-gassing is evaporation of volatile organic compounds. And typically, you'll find that in paints and varnish and in your carpets and other places like that. Formaldehyde is one of the more famous ones. If you'll remember the trailers after FEMA installed them in Louisiana and Mississippi, well, that's outgassing of the volatile organic compounds.
And does this happen over time then? You install something and all this stuff comes out, or is this a gradual process?
Well, it depends. I guess you could say they have a half-life that differ. Some of the formaldehyde could outgas for many, many, many years from furniture and plywoods that are made up with glues that had formaldehyde in them, for example. And carpets could continue to outgas for many years. Once the paint is dried, typically that's the end of the outgassing. It's the drying process and the drying agents that used to be put into paint that outgassed.
So that kind of goes into my next question then, is what are some of the other materials or appliances that off-gas? We mentioned paint and carpets and glues and wood, really.
Exactly. I can't think of appliances except anything that might have plastic in it could outgas. Furniture, anything that has formaldehyde in the foam rubber, perhaps, in the finishing on it, and also the glues if it's plywood. So one way to avoid that, of course, would be to have solid wood with finishes that have either no VOCs or very few VOCs.
In terms of VOCs and these chemicals and their off-gassing, are they really that hazardous? And what kind of things, what kind of gases should we look out for?
Well, some of these are known to be carcinogenic. One of the things that we don't know is what happens when these disparate chemicals that we make are form and react together and come up with some other super compound and a chemical soup. I read in a publication that might have been 8 or 10 years ago, there were some 70,000 man-made compounds that are floating around in the atmosphere. And probably by now there's 100,000. And I know that people have had their blood tested and found literally hundreds of compounds in their bloodstream, many of which were harmful and perhaps some of which were known to be carcinogenic. And it's a real health issue.
Okay, well, if we are so exposed to all of these different materials all the time, is there a way to limit the amount of off-gassing in our home or ventilate it or somehow mitigate it so it doesn't affect us?
Yes, and you didn't mention at the top of the story here that I'm a retired green builder, and one of the tenets of green building is to use healthy building products, those that don't contain harmful products such as formaldehyde and glues containing VOCs. And so therefore, one of the things that we can do, or several of the things that we could do, include purchasing and using low VOC or zero VOC paints and finishes. You can buy what they call green carpeting, which is which has no VOCs or very limited VOCs. Also, the glues and adhesives and caulking that you put in a home should be purchased with an eye to being healthy and not having outgassing potential. One of the things, too, prior to occupying a house, because no matter how hard you try to put in as healthy products as you can, there's liable to be something in there. So therefore, before you move in, superventilate it. One of the things that I've heard of people doing is jacking up the thermostat to a pretty high temperature so that you promote outgassing more quickly, and then running your ventilation system at high speed and for a day or two to kind of bake out and then ventilate out the organic compounds that are almost inevitable.
It seems like Alaska would be a real prime place for this kind of thing, because we want to build tight houses here, but we also want to adequately ventilate our houses, and we also live in a very, very cold climate, and so we want to huddle up all that heat and all those gases and things in our home are there because, you know, we want to keep as much heat in as possible. And so it's not like we're in a warmer climate where we could open up our windows and have a adequately ventilated house quite so easily when it's so cold outside.
Yeah, you make a good point there also. Because it is cold, we spend most of our time indoors. And if you think about a baby, they probably spend 99.9% of their life indoors the first few years, and that's just when their organs are forming and growing. And so it's especially critical for babies that they have healthy indoor air. And once you've done everything you can in terms of outgassing, and if you're in an older house and you have particle board cabinets or countertops or shelving, you can actually put a zero VOC sealer on that and encapsulate the formaldehyde and prevent it from outgassing. So that's one thing you could do. But more to the point, that if you follow the adage of build tight and ventilate right, then after you've done everything you can to reduce or remove the materials or equipment that might outgas, then you need to ventilate. And ventilate properly in a cold climate like we live in here typically means that you should install a heat recovery ventilator. And in addition to that, we developed here at CCHRC a filtration system that cleans out not only the particulates that are in the air, but most of the organic compounds by having a series of filters, and the last filter being made of carbon. And there's something about carbon that chemically and physically causes the organic compounds to bind with and form a bond, or they actually combine to remove the particulates of formaldehyde or outgassing products. Any of these many thousands of chemicals can get bound up by that carbon.
Now, where can people go if they want more information on off-gassing, or if they're just want to learn more about it?
Well, probably the first thing to do is Google off-gassing, and I would think that in two or three paragraphs you could learn the overall issue. But in terms of Alaska particular, I would recommend the CCHRC website. There are various research bulletins, snapshots, I believe you call them, that have to do with indoor air quality. And also there's article on the website regarding ventilation. You could learn also from either the Alaska Craftsman Home Program or the Alaska Building Science Network. both of whom have websites about healthy building products. Also, the U.S. Green Building Council has a website that you could look to for healthy building and healthy building products. Oh, Cooperative Extension Service, absolutely. They're probably the front line of information in terms of building. And the local CES agent, Rich Seifert, is very well tuned in and can help you with that.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
My pleasure, Ty. Anytime.
We're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, you're going to hear from Ilya Benesh, our building and energy expert, and you are listening to Alaska HomeWise. We'll be back in a flash.